Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. This is Tuesday, February 23rd, a few days before Thanksgiving, and so we are grateful. My name is Apostle Johnny Floyd, and this is the Fireside Chat. And I'm grateful for you to be with me tonight and that you're tuning in. I'm going to give you a telephone number so you can have your friends call in, the same number that you're using, 563-999-3551. Call in, you know, listen in on the content that we'll be discussing tonight, and hopefully it will do something for your spirit and as well as it has been doing for mine. But before we get started on tonight's discussion, let's enter into a word of prayer. Gracious God, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God, explicitly for this day, this night. And Father, we're just standing before you asking that you speak tonight, Lord, that you give instructions, Father, and you become the teacher throughout the week, showing people who you literally are. And Father, we thank you, O God, as we peel back, Father, the layers of years of religious instruction to get people to see you and not their religious concept. We bless you, O God, Father, every ear that hears, every ear that is available, Father, every spirit that is open, Father, that they would listen to you. We bless you, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear hearts, it's, you know, this is the second show that I've done regarding Genesis chapter number 1. We started last week and still haven't come out of Genesis chapter number 1. And so we're in a strategic time, you know. As we watch intensely, many are walking away from the traditional appreciation of church. Through the years of manipulation, attendees are seeing something different, only due to the presentation, I would say, of Christianity and not of God. You know, and I want to really, you know, get you all to see something, and that before the pandemic, you know, people have been kind of filtering away from Christianity or church as we know it, you know, and so you're aware that Christianity has various presentations and so many different ways of presenting it, and it's forever changing. It is through study, though, you know, through our study, your study of biblical content, that we discover who God is. And that's not just biblical content, but being able to hear the voice of God, you know. I have to note now that I cannot tell you who God is to you. I can only give you my experiences in encountering God myself. Most presentations of God start with the teaching that is not necessarily true or false, but it weakens the foundation of many that is seeking God. And so what I mean by that is that, you know, we are really not introducing people to God. We're introducing them to Baptist, Methodist, Hindu, Jehovah Witness, Holiness, Pentecostal, Apostolic, just to name a few religions. And that's how we are introducing God to them. And it's through these beliefs. You know, and now all in many of these different beliefs possess some sense of truth. However, it is a large presence of religion and or, you know, tradition in that discussion. It is my position tonight that you would be introduced to God, not to a religion. And I want to do that without conveying religious context, if that's possible. I want to do that without conveying religious concepts or context. And I'm doing that because of Genesis chapter number 1. Now, we read this last week, and I'm gonna read a portion of it again. And so just to go over a few things that we talked about is that, number one, that God gave or prepared or created the provision for man before he brought man. And man being the vision of God, he had to provide for his vision before it got here. And so now, and he creates us in his image, which is spirit. And so I just want to go over some few things. It wasn't flesh, it was spirit. So the image of God is spirit. Now, I want you to grab a hold of that now. And so all the things we discuss the fact that from Genesis chapter number 1 through all the way down to verse number 25, this was the provision for God's vision. Okay? From Genesis chapter 1 to Genesis chapter 1, well, Genesis chapter 1 from verse number 1 to verse number 25, all of this is the provision for God's vision. Now, you have to understand that God did this by speaking, because the writer of the book of Genesis, Moses, now is introducing God, but he's introducing God in a manner by which you would have to not read Genesis in present time, but you will have to have the imagination of reading Genesis as this thing unfolds. And so if you're reading it as it unfolds, then you're witnessing an earth that is without shape and void. And so when it starts to take shape, it's only because God says something. And if God is speaking, that means something is happening. So as God speaks now, the earth goes without shape and void to a chaotic earth, because things now are moving. And so we reference now that when God begins to speak in your life, things are chaotic because things are changing. When he speaks or when he gives that benediction, When he releases the good word over your life, it begins to now change the things that were shaped from your past or from your history or from your parents or from your friends or the neighborhood you was in. God speaking over your life changes even the very situations that you have experienced that may have seemed harmful or detrimental. Because those situations shape your life, now God has to say something to shape your life the way he sees it. So, you know, now we're speaking about Genesis chapter number 1, and so as God speaks, everything that he speaks to happens. And so we went over that, and the provision that God gives for man. Now, he gives man dominion over these things that he created, the fish in the sea, the birds, the fowls in the air, and the thing, every living creeping thing upon the earth, and everything that he has created in the earth, he gave man dominion over it. Now, keeping these things in mind, I want you to let the Lord speak to you, not just me. Keeping these things in mind, right? The last thing that I said, which is key, is that God did all of these things in an eternal state. So when we talk now, Genesis chapter 1 is not being take or not taking place in the capsule of time. I want you to hear me now. So everything that God does as Moses write this is not done in time, because time has yet to come into play during this period. All right? And so as God is shaping things, he's shaping things in eternity. As he's putting the earth together, he's doing it in eternity. As he speaks and tells the trees to appear, grass to appear, and give them instructions, he's doing this in eternity, right? And the last thing that he does in an eternal state is now create man in his image. And which this is very key, we're talking about introducing someone to God. This is a presentation of God, not of religion, not of any religious concept, precept, or tenets. This is just an introduction to who God is, all right? And now you may, in turn, you know, develop your own, you know, understanding if you read these and allow the Lord to speak to you. And again, now I don't want to talk to you based upon a religious concept. So Genesis chapter 1, verse number 26, right? This is all done in eternity. The reason why I say eternity is because time only starts when man sins, and we have gotten there yet. According to Moses being the writer of Genesis chapter number 1, or the book of Genesis itself, we have not entered into time because man has not sinned. And so all of these things that God created were created in his image, or well, he created us in his image, but all of these things he created was created in an eternal place. All of these things. And I made note of this because even, you know, y'all will hear me reference my friend. She said something that is so true. You know, speaking of this, that all of these things that God created still obey God, even from the earth. And some of you that are listening in tonight, you are well aware of the fact that you've heard me say multiple times that the earth still obeys him. Even when man doesn't, the earth still obeys him. And what's interesting is that God moves himself out of the way, and he now creates us in his image. He creates man. The spirit of man is in his image. And the reason why I say moves us out of the way, because he now gives us the dominion to where whatever he created as a vision for us, he gave us authority over it, meaning that we would now be put in the place to where the whatever we needed, the earth would give it up. Now, for this reason, spiritually, right, and not religiously, understand the two. Spiritually, you know, the earth was given as a provision for man. That means God has already provided. There is nothing a man can do to provide for himself. God has already done that. Even in this 21st century that we're living in, there is nothing that man can do to provide for himself. God can give him a vision of how to draw from the earth and then change whatever that raw material that he has drawn from the earth and change it into something that is tradable in our marketplace. So man cannot provide because God has already done that. You know, What man can do is receive from the Lord a vision of how, or instructions on how to draw from the earth these raw materials, draw from within him in this state of an eternal place, you know, an idea, and transform it to where it is needed for someone in present day to be traded for. I had to throw that out there because what I'm getting ready to talk about tonight from Genesis chapter number 1, if I'm introducing God to you, you must understand from the first verse within the Spirit of God is the spirit of creativity. And now nowhere is it, no book written on this and no biblical content on this, right? Because I'm not shaping your mind based upon religion. I want to introduce to you a God that is a spirit and that brings a powerful voice that whatever he has created obeys him. We're the only ones that don't obey him. And that as he speaks, right, he brings the spirit of creativity with him. Now watch this now. That same spirit that is in him, we were made in that image. So I want you to grab a hold of this. This is very important. If I'm introducing God to you, the very thing in your life has an element of creativity to it. Right? Now, certain things where you are may have shaped your thought process to where you wrestle with certain things, how they go, what is happening with them, you know, why doesn't things change, you know, what can I do that's new, I'm getting bored with where I am. That means that you're not familiar with of God. Because if you are made in his image, and you are, that's not an if, you are made in the image of God, your spirit, not your body now. We haven't got there yet. Your spirit now is made in the image of God in an eternal place, meaning your spirit will never die. When your spirit leaves your body, it returns back to God. Your spirit came from God. So it is familiar with all of the attributes of God. Boy, I hope I didn't say something that confused people. Your spirit being made in the image of God, right, is the mirror of God. You know, what was in him, he placed in your spirit. And so my introduction now not only tells you that God's voice is powerful and that when he says something, that it happens, and that the things that he have created just by speaking to it, right, still obeys him, is just that the thing that he made and that he created in his image is the only thing that is struggling obeying him. Now, listen to this. Because in chapter number 1, verse number 1, again, we have to see this. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He created. How did he create it? He spoke, right? He spoke to something that did not have a form and void. He spoke to something that was dark. He spoke to something that did not have light to it. And as he spoke to it, all of these things began to change. So that tells you the power of the voice of God. That is the power, not the voice of man. Now, I'm not talking about the voice of man. I'm talking about the voice of God. And so now as he's speaking, God has a purpose for doing this. And you are the very purpose that God spoke and brought all of these things in existence. When God was creating all of this, the only thing that was on his mind was you. That this is the whole purpose of this. If I could set this up. So So when someone is being introduced to God and they're going through hell, right, they need to know that the beginning of this, that when God thought about them, there was no hell for them to go through. And if there was no hell for them to go through, then God had a specific place just for them. And you really can't begin to grasp these other things until you understand that before God released your spirit in this earth, that he gave your spirit a vision of authority that you would have. He gave your spirit the very express mirror of himself, not all of himself, but an expression of himself. I just want you to grab a hold of that now. Because if you ever think that there are some things within you that you just don't understand, right, why things show up the way it do. You know, my friend said something that I've kind of, you know, been saying now lately, and she often says that, you know, how a person shows up. You know, I want to show you how God has already showed up for you, if that's okay. And so as this, and I'm planting here for a reason, and I'll get that shortly. You know, so as God has showed up before you got here, and that he would take something that didn't have a shape, and he would shape it. He would fill the void in it. He would give light to it. And his spirit now would move upon the face of what he created. Right? So the very express image of God is you. And you are God's vision. You are God's vision, not your hands, your feet, your eyes. I'm not talking about that. Not talking about your skin, the hair on your legs, or the hair on your back. Not talking about that. You know, not talking about your shape or your figure. Not talking about that. What I'm discussing is your spirit. Your spirit, the thing that is allowing you to move and give activity, is what he created in his image. He did not create your soul in his image. Not your will, nor your emotions. He didn't do any of that in his image. Your spirit now is what he created in his image. And because your spirit was created first, it's your spirit that should rule your soul and your body. I want you to grab a hold of that now. Your spirit was created first. And because it's first, it is that communication that God uses to speak to. He speaks to your spirit because your spirit, again, recognizes who God is. Think about that. Now, why is it so important to realize creativity or the spirit of creativity, the attributes of God, one of the attributes of God, rest in you? Why is that so important? Because in the presentation, as I introduce someone that don't know who God is, they need to know their value. And their value is not based upon what is present in the earth, but their value is based upon what God is creating in them, through them, for the people in the earth. Oh, Lord. I hope, I don't know who, and I see a lot of people that are on the call tonight, right? So your value, when you're coming to Christ or coming to God, right, my introduction to God is not based upon Christianity, apostolic, Pentecostal, holiness, Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, Church of God, Church of Christ, Church of God in Christ, Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, Seventh-day Adventist, Shrine of the Black Madonna, none of that stuff. All I'm doing is letting you know that because you still have life, the presentation of God, one of them is just not the power of his voice, but the creativity that's in his spirit. Now notice now, if that is in him, he's passed that on to you. Whether you believe it or not, that creative spirit that is in you, when God connects with it, he shows you things to do that would allow you to draw from the earth and exchange it after the idea, the very presence, how you're going to shape and form that raw material from the earth, how it molds in your hand to exchange that in the marketplace. Because there are people out here, and I want to introduce you now to how God is going to use you to provide for your family. Now, and I said provide for your family, but and I'm speaking in our terms today, but if I'm speaking in that term then, God has already provided. So the Lord is really speaking to you about how to draw from the earth. Now, why would that not be difficult for you to draw from the earth? Because he gave your spirit authority over it. He gave your spirit authority over everything that he created before he created us in his image. And that is every fruit-bearing tree, every herb-bearing tree, everything that he created, he gave us authority over it. And this was done in an eternal place. Why do I keep identifying eternity? Because what he did in eternity is not tainted by sin in time. What God did in eternity now is not tainted, neither is it changed by sin in time. Because everything that God created in eternity is still here. Your spirit, the body may go back to the dust of the earth, but your spirit goes back to him. There's a part of you that already has a glimpse of eternity. Because the image of God sits in an eternal place. God himself is eternal. He sits in an eternal place, a place that he created. The angels in heaven, as we call it, are in an eternal place. And so because of that now, whatever God did now takes place and transforms itself in the time. Because time is not bigger than eternity. Time is just a small capsule. On every end sets an eternal place. At the beginning of time, there's an eternal place. At the end of time, there's an eternal place. And that is important for you. Some of us do not have confidence in the things that God has placed in your spirit. You are struggling on a daily basis trying to figure out what's next. And really, God has placed it in your spirit. You know what that is, but you don't feel as though you have the compassion, the education, the experience, the resources, or the know-how to get it done. But the reason why this thing keeps ringing in your spirit is because it comes directly through the creative texture of who God is. Doesn't mean you have to be educated in it. Doesn't mean that you have to have worked in it for years and have years of experience. It just means that God gives you something that we classify as an idea. And that idea now is in your spirit, and it is trying to manifest itself in time. Highly important here now. Extremely important. And the importance is because you have something that is in you that is transformable for those that are in need of it. And this is from the beginning now. This is not something that just started today or it's been going on for centuries, that someone has wrought something from the earth and it has assisted the lives, the work habits, the health of many people. There is nothing in this earth that was made that God did not make it. We may use it the wrong way, but it's the creative spirit of God that rests within us that we pull upon to bring those things into existence. Because God speaks it. And after he speaks it, he speaks it into your spirit. And your, you may not feel as though you have the capacity to fulfill the heaviness, the gravity, the weightedness of the word that God has spoken in your life. Notice now, again, if God is speaking, something is happening. And if he's speaking in your life, he's not speaking that word in time that it would die. He's speaking that word and it has already been spoken in your spirit from an eternal place, and through your spirit entering your body, it comes into time. Which means that everything that you needed, God gave it to you before you got here. You may have thought that, you know, you weren't strong enough, but God gave you strength before you got here. It, within your spirit, you had to pull on it. And it wasn't like God wasn't calling you or wasn't touching you or wasn't saying that he's there with you. He's saying it in your spirit. You just have to quiet the noise so you can hear it. And I'm clear about something now, because in this eternal place, as God speaks, and as he has spoken already into your spirit, you know, let's not lose the fact now that he's given you that authority to where when you get ready to draw from the earth recognizes you. I know this seems a little far-fetched, right? I know y'all. And I see the comments right now that are coming across the chat. I see them. You know, but I have to say this now. You know, I have to say this, that God didn't make a mistake. And everything that he did, that he spoke into your spirit, he spoke from the eternal place, and it came with you. In time, God gave you eternal baggage to travel with you when you would enter into time. Yes, you came here as a baby in flesh. Yes, you went through some things going up to this point. But those things did not shape or form your spirit. They shaped and formed your intellect. They shape your thought process. They shape everything around you. But if you go back to and if you're sitting there and you can see God, you know, the zealot create your spirit. And as he creates your spirit, he sends your spirit into time and you show up as a baby. Watch that now. This is how you showed up. Fresh, new, right? And your thought process have not been shaped. Your soul hasn't been shaped. And it doesn't get chaotic until God speaks to remind your spirit of who you are. And the chaos comes now within us because there's a wrestle between our, what we call our flesh, our will and our emotions against our spirit. It becomes chaotic because God has to continue to speak something in our life to that our spirit will regurgitate what it heard before it came here. And that it would fight against those things that are saying what you are not when God says you are. Think about this, dear heart. It doesn't have anything to do with what church you go to. It doesn't have anything to do with where you were born or who your parents are. Whether you are considered what people call a part of the fivefold ministry, that half of them don't know what that is. You know, this is about when you come to know who God is, you have to see what he has originally done. I wonder how it would be. Says there are 380 people listening. I wonder how it would be if you all cleared your thoughts about everything that you were taught religiously. And in your introduction, the presentation that was made, the most difficult thing now in where we are is to wipe your thoughts clean. And that your presentation was based upon hearing what God is doing with you. The voice of God speaking into your life. I wonder now if when you heard God's voice, that your spirit now would regurgitate that creative thing that he has put in you, that spirit of creativity that he has already spoken in your life is ready to do something because it has to obey God. Think about that now. It would not matter if you heard what God said to you about you and how you could speak to the elements of the earth and the dominion that he had given you, and the earth would now give up everything that you spoke to, because it was commanded to be the provision for you, for me. I said this last week to my friend, and I'm going to say this. It's crazy that God gave us dominion over what he had created. And it grows apples, oranges, grapes, blueberries, strawberries, pineapples, all these things grow. And the earth receives the seed, it obeys God, the seed dies and it produces exactly of its own kind. It's crazy that we have to pay for it when God has given it to us freely. Is that an indication that we don't really realize what God has placed in our spirit? I wonder now. This is just me. I'm asking this question. If these 380 people that are listening right now, you remove all of the Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal wholeness, all this religious stuff out of the way, and you approach God knowing that your spirit was made in his image, not your flesh, but your spirit, and that he gave you dominion and you could walk up to a tree in season that didn't have fruit on it, but because it saw you coming, an apple appeared, or a pear appeared, or a peach appeared. It knew it had to bear fruit because whatever has dominion over it, it has to obey. Have we really dug that deep into this to really see the elements by which God had done for us? Because and probably next week I'll get into why he did all of this, but just the fact that he wanted you and me to have everything that we needed before we got here. If our parents knew that concept, that God wanted to be sure, and God was sure that whatever he did was good enough before he brought this vision in. Man, that's some powerful stuff. I don't know about you all, but before I get into just having a discussion about something else, some of us brothers, men, have struggled because we tried to provide by being slaved by someone else, not understanding that even in the little education that we have, if any, can't match up. Even if we have doctorate degrees, law degrees or what have you, it does not match up against what God has spoken in your spirit. It does not match up against what God has commanded that the earth do. Look around you, wherever you are. All of these things come from the earth. Someone had the spirit of creativity in them, and God spoke to them in the refrigerator. Came out of this. And it has been shaping and forming, becoming better each year. Stoves, microwaves. God spoke into someone's spirit, and these things begin to come. Televisions, cell phones, laptops, book bags, dressers, couches, rugs, lights, wood, rock, candle, all of these things comes from the earth, and God has spoken to someone, and these things are coming forth. And it's still not finished. We have irons, ironing boards, packages and unit shades, clothes. All of these things are products from the earth that God has given us dominion over. And only if we can now listen to what God has spoken to our spirit can we then, from a place of creativity, take on what God has said and do something that is mind-blowing. There's nothing around here that is moving about this earth that God did not give us dominion over. these cars that we drive are composites and of elements that come from the earth. And the earth is still obeying God. If you move the dirt and you make it all dirt, sooner or later something is going to grow because a seed is going to hit it. It may be wild bush to some, but it's the earth obeying God. Fowls in the air, not concerned about how they eat because God provides for them. They're still obeying God. Fish in the sea, the cows, or every animal that creepeth upon the earth is not concerned about food or shelter. But we are. We marvel after the men and women that have done great things with their minds. I truly believe they trusted whatever God spoke into their spirit. When they heard it, they believed it, and they pursued it, and then God showed them what it was, and they received it. Saying all of that, I wonder what God, what powerful word God has spoken into your life. This is the presentation. I wonder what powerful word God has spoken into your life that has caused the chaos that you are experiencing. Because your life is taking shape now to the creativity of the voice of God. And that voice is recognizing that creativity in your spirit, and your spirit is recognizing that voice, and it is responding to it. I wonder how much authority, power, of that creative voice that God has spoken into you. Think about that. Grab a hold of that. Because we're willing to listen to so many people, but your initial ear should be hooked up to God. And the reason why I'm making this presentation, because there's been a disconnect. And I don't want to introduce you to Christianity. But Christianity doesn't tell you completely that God wants to speak into you. He did not make a mistake when he made you. When he created your spirit, he did not mess up. He knew exactly what he was doing. He orchestrated everything about you. And that is in your spirit. What's in your spirit? Your spirit now is ready, willing, and able to receive what it already has, what has already been given. It ain't new to your spirit, just new to you. Just new to you, and that's okay, because it's new to everybody that seeks God. He speaks into your spirit. But my prayer tonight, as I have 10 minutes left, is that God would speak again, that he would send a messenger to every listener here that is ready to wash their thoughts clear of religion and all of those tenets that they say work but don't, and that they would hear directly from God. I said it once before, I'm going to say it again. I've told this to many people. my big mama that I love so very dearly passed away in 2003. But I remember the things she used to tell me, and she was a wise woman. And she shared with me, and she said, if a man or a woman cannot hear from God, they cannot obey God. And how would it be that you have a God that would speak to you and you decide not to obey? Think about that. My introduction today for these small 60 minutes deals with power of the voice of God, the creativity within that voice, the image that we were made in is Him, and how that created voice is locked in your spirit. I don't care if you was drunk last night or if you just finished before you got on this broadcast shooting heroin up your arm or I don't care if you had sex with five women, if you had sex with five men. I don't care if you're gay or straight, rich or poor, blind, whether you can see, whether you're in a wheelchair or not. I'm not concerned about that. Because if you allow God to speak into your spirit, if you can hear God speak into your spirit, whatever your life presently is, it will change. It will take shape, form too. There will be no void. And it will completely obey the voice of God. But dear hearts, let me enter into a word of prayer, and I'm grateful for you all that have chimed in and those that are dropping chats in the chat room. You know, tell your friends, as some of you have already done, you know, they can dial in next Tuesday, 7:30. I'm going to be in Orlando, Florida. You know, the number is 563-999-3551. And so I'm going into chapter 2 next week. Oh, my God. Whew. Going into chapter 2 next week. Interesting piece. Interesting piece. And so you all read Genesis chapter number 1. I know you're walking away from man's church. Doesn't mean you're walking away from God. I know it's difficult. And you all were doing this before the pandemic hit. Because you're in search of God, not Christianity. And I realize that. God knows that. So if you could pray with your brother, gracious God, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, Father, that I have said something that released what you desire to be released within them, that it deals with their spirits, Father, and that it goes into that image that you created in an eternal place that gives us life in time, but yet can step into eternity. Father, I thank you, O God. Lord, I appreciate you. God, even teach me the ball. I'm still a student, Father. Teach me, Father, to continue to draw from the earth, and that I can take those things that are in its rawest state and transform them the way you have given me the wisdom to do and offer it to the masses as they exchange for it. I bless you, O God. Father, keep us safe during this holiday. Many people are sad because they lost loved ones, Father, and God, they may feel alone. Whatever that is, help us to bring those folks nearer that they feel a part of the family, oh God. I thank you, oh God. I thank you, Father. I appreciate you, Lord, for everything you've done in my life. and in the lives of the people that are around me. In Jesus' name, oh God, I pray. Amen. Well, dear hearts, again, you know, this is the Fireside Chat, you know, and I want you all to read. I want God to speak to you. We're going into Genesis chapter 2 next Tuesday, and, you know, I want you to read. Trust me, I'm getting your comments and stuff and all comments. You know, I listen or I'll look at or read. And I want, you know, not you all to follow me. I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in me patting on the back or, you know, I'm not asking you all to send money or anything of that nature. I want to know when you go into this chat, what has God said to you? What has God said to you? If you can hear him speak to you, it doesn't matter what anybody else says. Doesn't matter how anybody else sees you. The only thing that matters is that God loves you. I'm going to cut it short. I have 3 minutes left. You know, I'm going to take some time and answer some of the questions that were sent over the chat. But I love you all. I appreciate you. God bless you. You know, truly bless you. And that if it be his will. Come Tuesday, November the 30th of next week, I'll talk to you again. God bless you now.